Hey everyone, welcome to Poetry Pod. This is podcast number 16 on the poem Swimming, written by Degna Stone. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. The poem's title is Swimming. To what extent is this poem actually about swimming? At a deeper level, do you remember discussing other ideas in class around the issue of relationships? It is probably appropriate to talk about different levels when we are discussing a poem that is entitled Swimming. On the surface level, if you pardon the pun, the poem is about a couple who go swimming together in a river. But the experience becomes very dangerous and even life-threatening when they go in too deep and find themselves out of their depth. At a deeper level, the poem is about the speaker's relationship and her feelings of being trapped. The poem dramatizes the experience of losing your own sense of identity, of feeling almost swallowed up by a relationship which is unhappy and unfulfilling. The second heading on your worksheet is theme. The theme is the main message or key idea in a poem. While you could suggest that the poem reminds us to swim safely and cautiously, the poet probably had a different message in mind on writing this poem. Certainly, one key idea is how relationships can sometimes put a person under immense emotional pressure, sometimes urging them to become something or someone they are not. The speaker seems to want to break free from the pretense of having to wear a mask to meet the expectations of a partner in a relationship. Stone herself has said that when she was 18 years old, her boyfriend considered poetry to be a complete waste of time, and so she discarded much of her early poems, probably to please him. The poem illustrates the emotional pain of being untrue to yourself, but there is some hope in that both swimmers, despite feeling raw and emotionally exhausted, are rescued and will go on to form other, more positive relationships in the future. We move on now to quote 3. So, in quote 3, you can write down any 3 words, phrases, lines, or images from the poem that you liked or thought were interesting. You don't have to write out full lines if you don't want to. You can choose a word or a phrase, something interesting, and then try to explain briefly why you like it. Is it an imaginative phrase or an original description? Perhaps you find it a really memorable description, or maybe you like how the poet uses a physical experience, such as swimming, to reflect on her emotional experience of her relationship. For example, think of the word slip-shifting in the poem. This vividly suggests the insecurity of being in a relationship which is simply not working. The fourth heading on your worksheet is imagery. The poet creates several very descriptive pictures in this poem. The poem looks quite fragile on the page, short lines and stanzas that seem almost flimsy. However, when you delve beneath the surface, you will find some very striking and powerful images. For example, the image of the couple neck deep in the river after pulling each other in. Or what about the image of the water which stripped the skin of the swimmers until they were raw? Or even the image of the couple straying away from their friends towards the river. These are very suggestive images that try to capture the emotional pain that the speaker endured while in a relationship. If you take this interpretation, you could then say that swimming and near drowning both work as metaphors in the poem, in that they represent the experience of being in a troubled and difficult relationship. The next heading is language. When you read or heard this poem for the first time, did you think the language was easy or difficult to understand? Some of the phrasing is conversational. For example, we were not what we wanted, or we pulled each other further in, or when they pulled us out. Other phrases are a lot more charged with possibilities. For example, slip-shifting, a term coined by the poet. What do you think it might mean? Or what might the poet be suggesting in saying that the water stripped our skin? What could that mean? What might it feel like if your skin was stripped by water? And look at the words raw and dazed. There are so many ways to interpret these words. Stone herself is really interested as a writer in what we as readers make of her poems. She understands that as readers, we make meaning of the poem, and no two readers have to understand the poem in exactly the same way. So don't be afraid to use your imagination in responding to the language and interpreting this poem. The next heading is form. Form is the structure or shape of the poem on the page, and some questions related to form include: how many stanzas are in the poem? How many lines are in the stanzas? Does the poet use rhyme in the poem? Are there examples of enjambment or run-on lines in the poem? Stone has said that when she writes, she prefers to let the ideas and the lines in the poem take their own shape, rather than to start off with a set form or structure such as a sonnet. Do you think this approach suits a poem such as Swimming? What is immediately noticeable about the poem's form is just how short the lines are. When we read the poem on the page, our eyes sink down and down very quickly. The short lines also may suggest the shallow breaths of someone who is deep in cold water, feeling anxious as the bed of the river shifts beneath their feet. You can read some more ideas on this point in the Zoom In Quick Reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The seventh heading on your worksheet is Sound. What kind of sounds can you hear in this poem? Many of the images are tactile images. These are images linked with touch. For example, pulled each other further in, neck deep, slip shifting, stripped our skin. But you can see and hear aural images as well. These are images that suggest sound. Think of individual words and the sound they make when pronounced. What about the word raw? It is a harsh, abrasive sound. There are also several A sounds in words such as strayed and dazed. Alliteration also occurs, in particular that piercing F sound in words such as far, further, slip shifting, feet, resurface. Listen out also for the sibilance in the graphic image of the water that stripped our skin. Another interesting technique is used in line 12. The poet writes, "We were raw." This line is composed of only three words, but how many letters make up those words? Look at all of those W's and E's and R's. It's almost as if the letters are frozen in the line, which may suggest just how numb the swimmers feel, having been submerged in the cold river water. This in turn may highlight the point that their relationship was effectively dead in the water, or coming to an end. The next heading is Tone and Mood. So, tone is the attitude or feeling of the poet towards the subject matter. And in this poem, therefore, the tone would be the attitude of Degna Stone towards the experience of swimming, or more importantly, towards the experience of being in a relationship where you're struggling to find contentment and happiness, and so you feel as if you're almost drowning. Can you see evidence that the poet is unhappy in her relationship? Does she feel angry, or annoyed, or sad, or dejected, or maybe even traumatised in the poem? Can you find an image to support your view? Mood then refers to what you feel or think while reading the poem. As you began to study the poem and learn more about it, how did you feel for the speaker or the situation in which she found herself? For example, is the mood frightening? When you see the poet link the sensation of near drowning to being in an unhappy relationship. We come then to the last heading in your worksheet, which is personal response. So overall, did you enjoy reading and talking about the poem Swimming? Was the poem informative or surprising in any way for you? Did you like the way Stone wrote the poem using vivid images? Perhaps you liked the way the poet made a connection between swimming and almost drowning and feeling trapped in an unhealthy relationship. Did you take any positive message away from the poem? Quote a word or phrase from the poem in support of your own personal response.